Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you were at the Barrington Stage Company last night for their gala.
Yes, that's right, David. The Barrington Stage Company, of course, does magnificent work. It's one of the great theater companies that make the Berkshires what it is. And Julianne Boyd, the artistic director, is an extraordinary force. She brings her stuff to Broadway, and last night was no exception. It was a real huge turnout right in the middle of Pittsfield, and a wonderful performance was offered by Laura Benanti, the brilliant actress and singer, did a terrific job. The people who were there were really interested in supporting the wonderful work of this theater company.
Let's turn to the news of the day and President Trump, who is now threatening to strip former officials' security clearances. The president targeting, according to the Times and other newspapers this morning, former national security and law enforcement officials who have criticized his refusal to confront Russia over its election interference.
This is, as one wag put it, the bad idea of the week. You know, the idea that you would take security clearance away from people who are steeped in this stuff so that somebody who is in office now, maybe that has replaced one of the jobs of the former Obama people, but they could talk to the Obama people. They could say, what do you think of this? Well, forget it. The idea now is to take it away and punish them. And one of the things about what Donald Trump does, the pure, unadulterated chutzpah of the man is to say they may be making money from it because they have the security clearance. Here's a guy who should know about making money off of the public good, what with the golf courses and the free advertising and the people coming to the United States to stay in his hotels knowing full well what they're up to. Basically a form of what we could only call, up to now, legal bribery, although there are those who think that the emoluments clause of the Constitution is being violated. So here is Donald Trump saying that the people who have these security clearances are trading on their knowledge when, in fact, they've been trained, they've been steeped in this stuff, and the idea that they could be called upon to make their contribution is just beyond belief. It's the kind of cheap politics that this guy just plays.
Meantime, we're hearing on the Iran situation. President Trump's tweet in all capital letters, which echoed his approach with North Korea, succeeded in changing the subject, according to the Times, after a week of bad headlines about his meeting with President Vladimir Putin, but only deepened questions about the long-term direction of his Iran policy.
David, this is just one more example, as I have said before, of wagging the dog. The president is in terrible trouble. The Iranians know it, of course. These are not good people. The Ayatollahs there and others are as corrupt as anybody, but they are saying how corrupt Trump is. And so Trump's political troubles, his legal troubles, are playing out on the international stage and can only hurt. Now, from Trump's point of view, this is a good time to start waving the bloody sword around so that he can obfuscate the legal troubles that he is in. We have seen it before. We have paid the consequences. Our kids have been killed as a result of this. We have the fiasco in Iraq based on weapons of mass destruction which never existed, a whistle that was blown here at WAMC very early. And I have to say, deja vu all over again, as Yogi put it, or was alleged to have put it, we are seeing it all play out one more time. The consequences, of course, can be dire. Nobody really expects this president to go to war. But of course, as I have said before, and I'm not saying that the president is a rat, but when rats are cornered, they tend to do irrational things in order to preserve themselves.
Finally, Alan, the harsh financial landscape facing media companies crashed down on the New York Daily News yesterday as half the editorial staff was laid off to the outcry of the city and state's top politicians, including Governor Cuomo, who praised the Daily News, says he'd like to offer them state help. One of the people we speak to each Monday, and you've spoken many times for the Capital Connection, Ken Lovett, survived the purge.
Well, thank God for that. Ken Lovett is, as far as I'm concerned, you know, a hero of state politics because he gets stuff that nobody else has. He's a man of great integrity, and every Monday morning we are all treated to whatever Ken Lovett has discovered during the week. He works the phones, he works hard, he has a lot of contact, and people know that if they give him stuff, he's going to use it. And he's been a good friend to this radio station, and we all breathed a sigh of relief when we saw that he survived this purge in which literally half the people at the Daily News, a once great newspaper, which was, by the way, the number one newspaper in the United States in terms of circulation. I do remember the old folk song, David. It must be true, I read it in the Daily News. But now It's down to a couple of 100,000 readers, I believe, in terms of the print edition. And while a lot of people will read stuff online, it does look like it's the end of a mighty great institution, at least as we know it.